want to bring in Justin Cripps, Canada's newest gold medalist, along with his teammate Alex Kopach, finishing tied with Francisco Friedrich of Germany in the two-man bobsled. Justin, thanks so much for joining us. Congratulations. We watched the race just before we came on the air here. Thankfully, it finished about 2.5 minutes before we came on. Now, Alex told us that when he got out of the sled and saw the number one and saw the Germans jumping up and down, he thought, that's nice. I mean, that's nice that they're so happy for us, that he didn't have any idea that you guys had finished tied. Was that your reaction too? Were you wondering, what the hell are those guys so happy about? I mean, a silver medal's great, but, you know, it's they're Germans.
Yeah, for sure. Well, you know, obviously there's no symbol for a tie. You know, you just see the number one, and I was so excited to see that number one, you know, Olympic champions. And then, yeah, I saw the other guys being super excited and celebrating as well. And obviously it's a tight-knit community, and we're friends with those guys. I thought, you know, they got a silver medal, and they're really excited for us that we won. And once the ball kind of cleared a bit, Torsten Margus was giving me a big hug and congratulating me, and he told us that we tied, and I couldn't believe it, but pretty amazing to do that.
Now, Justin, what you know, when we talked to Alex, I mentioned, I thought when you guys were able to put that run down after the accident at the finish line for the German sled, I think it was the second heat, and you guys had to wait a little bit before you got going again. You know, to me, I'm looking at that and I'm thinking, okay, these guys are really nicely placed to not only to medal, but to have a shot at the gold medal. When you put that run down, did you come away from that thinking, you know, as you're moving on to the second day of competition, that, yeah, this, you know, we're dialed in here?
Yeah, you know, it's always a little bit tough to stand on the line there when there's a delay. But actually, I had a little mistake I wasn't happy with in that run.
Okay.
But you know, it was still pretty good, and we were in second heading into the break and into day two. So it gave me confidence just to be able to be pretty consistent and be in second going into the break. You know, and I knew that with the race being that close, we'd have to be pretty much perfect today, and you know, we made it happen.
Now, Justin, I would think for you winning this medal, you know, given the fact that in Sochi a decision was made to essentially move you up a little bit, give you some better pushers. I mean, in a lot of ways, it was almost as if the program kind of adjusted the pecking order, which happens. I mean, that happens in every country. It happens in every sport. But I got to think for you, this is just, you know, this is just almost a confirmation, not only of all the hard work you put in, but a confirmation as well of some of the decisions that were made around you. Like, I think a lot of people, I think, are really stoked about this medal as a result of that, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so. And you know, Team Canada, we really are a team, you know, and the other pilots are really happy for me. And we actually sat down before heading into day one, and we talked about how, you know, we want a Canadian to medal. And obviously each of us wants to be the one who does it, and it would be amazing if all three of us could, but we really and truly wanted Canada to win a medal, and to win a medal for Canada, and we ended up being the ones that did it, and you know, I couldn't have done it without the other guys. You know, we push each other, and we work on driving lines together, and it really is a team effort.
How much more difficult is it for you guys, you know, when you got a couple of runs and then you've got to have two more runs, you know, as opposed to the World Cup where sometimes, I think if I'm not mistaken, I know you can have multiple runs because you're racing four-man as well, but you don't have four runs in the two-man sled over 2 days, right? You've got two heats, I should say, in the two-man sled.
Right, yeah, you don't race over 2 days.
Right. How hard is that for you mentally?
Race anyway. It's, you know, it's pretty tough. You have to really work on your, you know, keeping your emotions in check, and you know, not, you can't be polishing your medal in between days. You know, you still have a job to do, and you have to come back and fight hard on the second day, and it's tough. You know, you have to really work on your mental game to be able to do it.
So what's the schedule like for you the next couple of days? Because you've got the four-man coming up, correct?
Yeah, well, I guess we have a lot of media we have to do tomorrow, which is going to be a lot of fun, and and then we started training for Flowman the next day. So no time to celebrate, really.
Justin, listen, we appreciate you doing this again. I know it's really hectic after you've won the medal again. Heartiest congratulations. Stay healthy and go get him in the four, man.
Thanks a lot. I really appreciate it.